heard horrible things that happened to women in that alley.
Yeah. I was like, there's no guns here, so whatever. I'm good.
Then there was a guy, he tried to grab my arm and, you know, like talk to me. And
as I was walking toward that area, I just saw this man and he just... Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love.
And welcome back. I am April Betts.
I'm Anna Sherina.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we will be discussing what it is like to live abroad as a woman alone. And is it safe? And we will be discussing our experiences about living in Lisbon and if it's safe or not.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So let's get into it.
Yes.
Okay. Anna.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Before moving abroad alone, what were you most afraid of? And did any of those fears come true?
Oh. Well, I have to say, like, as you might know, I'm from the Netherlands. And I feel like, in general, I wouldn't say Netherlands is super safe, but I grew up in the 90s. And I feel like I have had the privilege to never be super concerned about my safety. Mm. And also, I visited Lisbon 9 times before I moved here. So I never experienced it, something that I was like, I don't know if this is a safe place. I always felt like super good. So I didn't really have any concerns when it comes to that. It was more practical, like, what if I lock myself out and if I don't have my keys and what am I going to do? Because my parents, my friends, everybody's not here. You're missing your support system. So I think my concerns were more like practical than safety, which is a privilege. Let's say that.
Yeah.
But how is it for you?
To be honest, I didn't really have any fears about my safety coming to Portugal. Same. I mean, I'm grown up in America. There's guns everywhere. So I was like, there's no guns here. So whatever. I'm good.
It's true. It's sad, but it's true. I mean, we're laughing about it, but it is insane.
I know.
But it can also be that you didn't have any concerns like me.
No, I didn't have any concerns about being safe here in Portugal.
No.
None at all.
No. And also I learned later that Portugal is actually higher in the ranking of safest countries than the Netherlands.
Oh, really?
Nice. So I think we're good.
We're good.
Definitely safer than the US. So sorry, not sorry. No. We're not gonna lie.
I know.
You want to move on?
Yeah, let's
Alrighty.
Do it.
Ooh, how has your intuition changed or strengthened since living abroad alone?
Ooh. I would definitely say it has strengthened.
Yeah.
I think being alone, like you said, without a support system, you really have to rely on your intuition. I've always lived my life like following my intuition, but I feel like once I came here, I was like, even more like aware of my intuition. And I made steps and did things to even get more in contact, or I don't know the right words, but in tune.
Yeah,
with my intuition, because you don't really have anyone else to lean on when you're here, especially when you just come, if you don't have any friends or anything. So you kind of have to trust your intuition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give an example maybe of something that changed for you?
Well, I say, okay. So because I don't speak the language fully and I don't understand everything fully, I use my intuition to understand what people are saying. So I kind of like read their energy in a way. Yeah, I use my intuition to figure out what someone is saying if I don't know what they're saying.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm wondering, like, when it comes to feeling unsafe, I mean, it's different, of course, because it's also nonverbal.
Yeah.
So it's just about the feeling.
Well, I think, in regards to safety, so I had already, before moving here, I had already traveled the world pretty mm-hmm. much by myself.
Yeah.
So I was already in a position to where I knew what it was like to travel alone. Mm-hmm. But in those situations, I always knew I was going back home. Mm-hmm. Whereas this situation, this is home now.
Yeah, it's different.
this is where I'm going to be. But it definitely has strengthened here, because now that, like, this is where I'm planting roots. So I really have to get in tune with the environment, the people, the energy, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
What about for you?
Yeah, I have to say, now that I live here, I do feel safer than when I would visit Lisbon for some reason. Because my home is literally my safe space. And also I'm really familiar now with places here and my area. And I don't know, it's a different feeling. I think for me it has only improved. But when it comes to my intuition, I think I've always had like a strong intuition. And I'm always like second guessing my decisions, in the sense that I'm not super impulsive. And I don't put myself in situations that I think could be risky. And also, I think what really plays part is that I worked in nightlife for super long. So I've seen many things. And like after a while, you just develop also kind of like a sense for things that might escalate or something like that. So I think that also really helped me in a weird way to, kind of trust my intuition more. But I had that already before moving. So I don't know if it's now really different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about the same. But yeah, like you said, now that you're here alone, it's like you have other things to kind of worry about, like when it comes to safety. Because, for example, I started vlogging on YouTube last year. And after a while, I got super uncomfortable doing that all of a sudden, because I live alone and, well, I was not really showing the place where I lived. Like, obviously, I would never make a video of my view or anything so that people couldn't find me. But what I did film was like the places where I would go, like, for example, the library and coffee places where I like to work. And later I also figured that my realtor still had images of my apartment in the, like, in the window. Although my apartment was already rented out for over a year, they still had it kind of like, well, not really advertised, because it also said that it was already rented by someone, but still it was there. And then I was like, you know what, people that might see my videos and they might recognize the kitchen or the bathroom or whatever from whatever I'm videotaping. And then I just, in a matter of a second, I just set all the videos to private, because I didn't feel comfortable with it anymore. So that is something that maybe it's a bit far-fetched or something.
No, I mean, you had to trust your intuition. Your intuition told you that maybe you should do something about it, and you trusted it.
Yeah, because I don't know if you've also heard about it, but there's like this kind of trend going on YouTube and TikTok and whatever. It's called Living Alone Diaries. So it's basically like women sharing their life as like in their 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, living alone. And then now they're kind of like coming back from this, because there's been all these kind of news about it, that it's not safe, because you're basically putting yourself in that position of like you showing that you live alone. And it's not so difficult for people to kind of locate you, although you don't videotape the view and whatever, but people know
the neighborhood
in the area.
And then now with like Google, you can see places on Google and figure out. But another thing that's scary, just something just recently came out in the news, I believe CNN had did a story on how this website where 62 million men went to this website to learn how to drug women.
Oh.
To take advantage of them. And that was just like, it's like going all over on social media right now. And it's just like insane. It's like, what?
Seriously, I'm speechless. Like,
yeah,
this makes me want to cry, honestly.
I know. It's just like, why can't we just like exist and like in safety? And it's like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, guys.
Yeah. So, okay.
Okay.
Let's go to the next one. Have you already had an experience in Lisbon where you felt really unsafe? If so, what happened?
Ooh. Well, I think it wasn't unsafe, but maybe more uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it happened when we went to a party, actually. Mm-hmm. It was close to Pink Street, where all the bad things happen. Yeah. Guys, don't go there.
Just be completely aware of your surroundings when you go.
Yeah, and don't go there as a woman alone, like, obviously. But we were together on that party, and I think after that you took an Uber home, and mm-hmm. I was also waiting for my Uber, and yours already arrived. So we said goodbye and let me know when you're home. And then my Uber canceled on me, so I had to order another one and wait longer. And I was just standing there alone. I didn't wait like super close to Pink Street because mm-hmm. I don't feel comfortable there. And I just stand by some place that the Uber driver could also pick me up easily. So I was just waiting there. And then obviously I was like cautious because, yeah, it's not a great place to be alone. So I was just not on my phone or anything, just paying attention to the world, basically. And then there was a guy, he tried to grab my arm and, you know, like talk to me. And so then I went back to the club and I just waited inside because, yeah, even there alone, I felt safer and I was not drunk or anything. I just had a bottle of water, I think, and I just stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, I think this happened before moving to Lisbon when I was just visiting and I went to Alfama and then walked through Krasa and then, yeah, you enter also Martin Moniz, like if you walk further. And there's also like this little side street that's that little alley behind it. It's very kind of like
sketchy.
Exactly. I think everybody in Lisbon knows where I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And there I was just during the day, like, and I knew it wasn't great because I've been there before, but I was like, okay, let me just walk like fast because I needed to go to another area. And then there was also some guy that tried to, yeah. So I was like, okay, this is the last time that I'm walking here because mm-hmm. it's during the day. I'm not like, you know,
I actually walked over there during the day with Bella and all of a sudden we were trying to get to Grasa. Mm-hmm. But we had to go up those stairs. I was looking off of the GPS and as I was walking toward that area, I just saw this man and he just seemed like my intuition was like, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go up this alley mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, Bella, we're not going over this way today.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally turned around.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Yeah, I've heard horrible things that happened to women in that alley.
Yeah, and it's so crazy. I didn't even know about it until I moved here because when I came here on vacation, I didn't know. But once I moved here, I heard about like all these stories mm-hmm. in Martin Moniz of women being like sexually assaulted mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah. Even when I was there with three other women, I didn't feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now that I moved here, it's not a place that I go anymore. It's more like when you're on a holiday and you're exploring, then it might happen.
Yeah.
Because also the nice areas, they are quite close. So it might happen that you cross it. But yeah, be aware for anyone who doesn't know about this alley. Yeah.
Well, I would just say for me, I just recently had an experience that I felt uncomfortable. I know. I was actually just walking Bella at night. I think I told you this story, but I was walking Bella at night and we were walking down this street and it was very dark. It didn't have any lights,
mm-hmm.
but I let Bella go where she wants to go. And mm-hmm. I feel completely safe in this neighborhood. So we were just walking and then these cars had driven down the street, and then one car was sitting there waiting for something, and the guy behind had to wait. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he was already annoyed throughout the day or whatever, but he wanted to attack me in a way. Like, not you? It's not physically attack, but... Okay, so what happened was... So he was sitting in his car, and he just was yelling out of the window. But it's all in Portuguese, so I didn't think he was talking to me. I didn't know. So I just ignored him, and I was, like, just kept walking with Bella. And then I guess because I ignored him, he got out of his car in the middle of the night, out of his car, and starts to walk up behind me. And then, and he's like saying, like, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And I like, I was like, is he talking to me? So then I turn around and he's like, like yelling at me. And I'm like, but it's all in Portuguese. I was like, I don't know what you're saying. And then he's like, and then he switches to English and he's like, your dog just peed on my gate. I'm like, what? I was like, oh, okay. I think I said, like, she didn't pee, but if even if she did, like,
what can you do?
It's yeah.
It's kind of public. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And he was just like going off, and I was like, okay, dude. I was like, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
And I was thinking in my head, like, I can't believe this dude got out of his car and approached a woman in the dark alley to yell at me about my dog peeing on the freaking street. I said, I'm thinking, like, the way people pee out here in Portugal, in Lisbon, on the street, humans, like, I'm sure a human probably pissed on his on his garage. But anyway, whatever. So I just literally just, like, walked away. And but I was just, like, thinking about that later. I was like... Like, I feel like some men don't realize.
Exactly. That was what I wanted to say as
well. They don't realize what they're doing, and they don't realize the things that women go through and what we have to think about. And the fact that a man is approaching a woman in the alley at night, and then he gets out of his car to come yell at me over my dog peeing on the sidewalk. It's just like, that's just like too much. So I was just like, that was the first time I ever experienced anything like mean or anything like that here in Lisbon. But that actually really shocked me.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like out of nowhere. Yeah. And also like so late at night. Like
Like guys, they don't think of, they don't think. They don't think.
So. Maybe you wanted to say something different than me.
Well, I cussed him out in Spanish because I couldn't think of a Portuguese word. As I was walking, because I was still, I was like, okay, I was like, you need to calm down. And then I think I said it in Spanish too, but I was walking away and he just like kept going. So I told him to shut the fuck up in Spanish.
Did it work?
No, he still kept going. I was just like, I just kept walking.
But how did it end? You just walked
away? I just walked away. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to sit here. And yeah, no. No.
Yeah, you never know. I mean,
I know. So...
Anyway.
Yeah, if you're watching, you need to do something different. Okay.
Call me your tits.
Yeah. All right.
Alrighty. What's something small you do to feel safer that most people wouldn't even notice?
Ooh. So what I do is, like, when I go into a room... I like to have my back against the wall so that I can see everything. And then I always want to know where the exits are. So I'm always like, I position myself in a way to where if anything ever goes down or anything like that, I know which way to go to get out. Yeah, but I don't like having people behind me. Like, even when I sit at, like, a table at a restaurant or something, I like to be in the position where I can see everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I get that. But I also think that's just, like, maybe an introvert
thing. It could be.
Maybe. I also really like to sit, like, at the wall and have an overview. But it's a good thing because it makes you more aware. And
Yeah.
I like that.
What about for you?
Well, like I said, I was never really concerned with these type of things because, like I explained before, I worked in nightlife and also in the Netherlands, you do everything on a bike. So it's like I biked also late at night and I didn't have basically any fears. But I do have some friends that are more concerned, like naturally, or it's like the way they grew up. Because I think also your parents can have like a lot of influence on how you see the world and if you feel safe or not. So I do have a friend that's more concerned about it, and she gifted me a personal alarm. So that's actually really good. But I mean, now the thing is that I have to take it with me. So that's still a bit of, because you can kind of like lock it to your keys. But I'm always afraid that I might like touch it and then it goes off like randomly. So I have it like not attached on the key. So I really just have to take it in my bag. And if I have a different bag, I need to, you know, so it's like, it's something you need to think of. But I think it's really good, especially if you have to walk out like later at night or, I mean, you never know. So I think it's a good, it's a really good thing to have.
I think it's really good that you mentioned that, because I forgot that like in the States I had mace or pepper spray, and I always had that with I always had it with me when I'm in the States. But it's so funny, like also too, when I would travel by myself alone, I would keep like a little mini one or like some kind of little knife or something that I could bring with me on the plane or whatever. So but it's so funny, when I moved here I did none of that. I guess
I get that.
I guess the sense of that is because I feel safe here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still have it with me, but I never bring it. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I never bring it with me because I always feel so safe. And like the other night when that guy was approaching me, I was like, oh, maybe I should start bringing that with me.
Right. It's just something you should always carry with you, especially like later at night. And the pepper spray is also really a really good one. I also had a friend that always had it with her if we would go out. She was like the mom that had all these safety things in her bag. Actually, pepper spray is illegal in the Netherlands. I don't know how it is here. But yeah, there's always some sketchy website where you can order it. Or we, well, not we, but my friends, she would buy it like in Poland or something. Because she's from there, so she would just take it from there. And as we have open borders in Europe, just take it. So that's a good tip, the pepper spray.
Don't come near us because you're going to get it now.
Okay. Not.
All right. Has living alone in a new country made you more cautious or more confident, or both?
Ooh, I like this one. I think, if I'm being honest, for me, it's only like positive. I think it made me more confident, because I feel like I was already cautious, but not like extremely, just in a like natural way. But I think moving here, it makes you realize even more, you know, what the things that maybe were normal for you, now they are not so normal anymore, because you're doing everything alone. And figuring everything out. And like, this was also the first time, for example, that I had to fix my own water and electricity, and then also in another language. So it's like, you just go somewhere and ask like, hey, can you turn on my water, you know, basically like that. And it's just,
you learn so much
exactly
by moving abroad alone. It's amazing how much you learn, and you don't even realize it because you're like going through it. But yeah, I mean, I would say more confident as well. I've said this before, it's like when you look back on everything that you've done, you're like, damn, I'm the shit. But like, that makes you more confident. I mean, anyone who can move to another country in general, not even just by themselves, like, you're pretty badass.
It is. But yeah, especially when you're alone. It's like,
and as a woman.
But that's something I didn't really realize before. And that's, like I said before, a privilege, of course. Like, that you don't have to be concerned about your safety.
That is a privilege.
It is. Yeah, for sure. And yeah, like you said, we've learned so much. And it's also like, if I look back at the whole process of coming here, I do feel like a different person now.
You most definitely will, because everything that you've gone through, you're going to change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And I say change for the better.
Absolutely. As always.
Yes.
Right. Last but not least, what advice would you give to a woman moving abroad alone for the first time?
Intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Be completely aware of your surroundings. Do research to see, like, what areas are good areas, what areas are not so good areas. And, mm-hmm. I mean, just as a woman in general, I feel like women are already, like, super on guard and cautious because of the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even more so in regards to what I spoke about earlier with all those men going to that website. So, yeah, your intuition will tell you everything that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like you also said, doing research.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's super important, but I think also naturally women are more cautious and always like planning things and like searching things and figuring things out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you don't go to like a super unsafe country or something, I think you will be fine. Mm-hmm. If you trust yourself and you're not impulsive and just think things through and...
Mm-hmm.
Trust your intuition.
Yeah. I'm going to be the positive one and just be like, always like think positive mm-hmm. in a way. Always imagine that things will go out good. I mean, you can spend your energy thinking about things that will go bad, but like why waste it when you can think about things that are going to go good? Because then if you think about things that are going to go good, it's more likely that that will happen.
It is true. And also... Maybe this is a really weird example, but this is something we spoke about with our friend. She's from Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she tells like stories that where she comes from, you can't basically walk. It's not safe. And she would do everything by car. And then I have some stories of like Dutch people, for example, that are super naive and they don't know shit because we grew up in safety. So for them... They don't know what's going on. I mean, of course, like, I'm the type of person, if I go to a country and I'm not sure if it's safe, I will Google, I will search for everything. But there's also people that don't do that.
Yeah.
And they would just go to countries that are considered unsafe. And they are very naive, but everything still works out fine. It
because
really
they
happens.
Don't have the mindset of things are bad, things are going to happen to me. They have the mindset
yes.
of, oh, everything will be fine. So everything is
yes.
fine.
So sometimes I hear these stories of people like going to super dangerous places and we just walked, you know, like all fine. And that people are like, huh, but how? Like people that live there, they are like so confused.
Yeah, because if you think about it, you've been like programmed. If you live there, you've been programmed to be like, if you walk down the street, something's going to happen.
Yes.
Something bad's going to happen. Something bad. So it's always like, that's all you see.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's not what your programming is, it's just like, oh, everything's going to be cool. Oh my God, this is so beautiful. You know, like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I had such an amazing time.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I found that very funny.
Yeah. I love that.
And it's something we can also learn from, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us for this episode. And we hope that you have learned something from our experience here in
mm-hmm.
Lisbon. And hope you can gain something from our safety tips that we have used. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. And you can get more content from us on our Patreon page. And the link is in the bio.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for us. And we will see you guys in the next one. And this is
from Lisbon, with love. Ciao.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.